What's up? This is Chris, LK's brother from another mother, listening to Sky Alpha all the way from Austria. Best.
And in today's Ride for Education here on the AM Plug with Josh and Toby on Sky Alpha HD, we are talking customary law. This is an article by Natasha Mira of Ride for Education. What is customary law? Customary laws are customs which are accepted as legal requirements or rules of conduct. They are so vital to the functioning of a society that they are treated as law. These laws concern the norms, laws, and practices of indigenous and native people and communities. Indigenous people are the people who first settled on the land in which they reside. These laws can be verified in a particular area as they represent an established pattern of behavior within a social setting. And so why is customary law important? It is important in protecting the traditional cultures and knowledge of indigenous people. In Africa, it is as important as it stops colonial laws from infringing on the African way of life. Most African countries' legal systems have a mixture of laws from the colonial era, post-independence legislation, religious laws, and then customary laws, which represent the indigenous laws of various ethnic groups within the country. The pre-colonial laws in most African countries were essentially customary laws. Now, we're going to take a particular case here of the South African customary law. South Africa follows a pluralistic form of law. This means that many different kinds of laws operate under the same legal system. When the country instituted its constitution in 1996 after apartheid, customary law became a core part of the legal system. And under Section 211, the South African Constitution recognized customary law and traditional authority and protected them in their own right. This means that these customary laws are not subject to any legislation that follows common law. These laws only have to follow the rule of constitutional law and so must follow the Bill of Rights. And this, majority of the times, can cause some sort of conflict. So the bigger question now is, given this possible conflict, can customary laws coexist with the Bill of Rights in South Africa? One conflict in South Africa is that customary laws do not abide by the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights protects the right to culture, but it also protects the right to equality, non-discrimination, and dignity. So, for example, with inheritance rights in some areas, customary laws dictate that when a man in a customary marriage dies, their heir will be the firstborn son, not the husband's wife. Many women's rights activists argue that this is discrimination against women. And one way such customary laws can coexist with the Bill of Rights is by improving education on how customary laws may be discriminatory and offering citizens the choice to write a will that is in line with the common law to allow the heir to be a husband's wife. So customary laws are important to maintain the way of life of indigenous people and allow these communities' customs to have legal standing. Sometimes customary laws might conflict with constitutional laws. These issues may be solved in a court of law. I know, Toby, that sometimes we find ourselves in the same situation here in Lesotho with Molawale Rotodi as compared to the general common law that we already have. But I think, as stated here by Natasha, it is quite possible to make sure that such conflicts, when they arise, they can be taken to court and be solved. And then it will be a question of how effective the courts are in solving them. It is a wrap in today's Ride for Education here on Sky Alpha HD, Radio to the Stars.